Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, filling in for Dave Popowich. I've got Andrew Masson. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks, Faisal.
I love it that you're here and Dave's not.
I thought it was better than that, but okay, we'll go with that.
We're going to have a great show today. We've got a conversation about taxes. Mm-hmm. We're going to speak to our tax expert at CIBC, talking about some of his tips for 2019, what you can still do with 4 weeks left in the year. You and I are going to have a conversation in depth about some key pieces that people need to take away that they can learn from this year and maybe potentially carry it over to next year. So if you're interested in saving in taxes, this is the show for you.
It is.
We also have a conversation about a major consideration that Canadians need to be prepared for financially in their retirement. I don't think people are aware how long people live and what are the impacts, but there are solutions. You're hearing so much in the industry, you got to save more, save more, save more. That puts a lot of pressure, anxiety, and stress on individuals. There's a bunch of options, and we're going to explore that today. And so this is a very interesting week when it came out in the markets. And some of the data, mainly it was Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and we'll have Cyber Monday coming up and all this. And so there's a lot of consumer spending conversation.
Well, it is the holiday season, Faisal. And, you know, with the holiday season, we're going to have consumer spending and things are going to go on. But it was a short week as well, right? Because U.S. Thanksgiving was this week.
Yep.
But we did see U.S. major indexes hit all-time highs.
Again.
Bounce off. Again.
Again.
But, you know, it didn't seem like a really big story.
Yeah, it's on lower volume. Yep. So that's why the story wasn't there. It's not like everybody is in the market still. A lot of them are taking time off. We had three gross domestic product numbers that came out. Canada, USA, and China.
Well, China was industrial profits.
Industrial profits, sorry. Yes. And so give us the outlook on what happened here at home and then what happened in the United States.
Well, in Canada, so yesterday they announced monetary value, GDP, which is the monetary value of all finished goods and services made in any country, or in this case Canada, over a prescribed period of time. So the Q3 numbers came in and real GDP was up 1.3% from the last quarter.
Okay,
so that's a good news.
That's a good number, but lower than the previous quarter.
Well, the previous quarter was adjusted down, so it was originally suggested to be 3.7%, but it was down, revised to 3.5%.
Okay.
So the trend slightly lower, but we are seeing sort of a trend on GDP coming down, not going up.
Okay. And the U.S., what was the U.S. numbers like?
U.S. numbers were actually not too bad. Third quarter GDP was 2.1% from previous 1.9, so a little bit better.
Okay.
Consumer spending was up 0.3% in October. So again, positive story. Core capital goods for manufacturers up 1.2%.
Okay, so let's break this down. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about both Canada, USA. Let's start off with the United States.
Yeah.
There are certain parts of the U.S. economy that are slowing down. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason it may be. Okay? Call it trade war. Call it the tax cuts that Trump gave last year is wearing off, whatever it may be. So there's certain parts of the economy in the U.S. are slowing down. But there is one segment that's still a highlight when it comes to the U.S. economy, and that's the U.S. consumer.
And the U.S. has always been a consumer-based economy.
Yeah, about 70% of their economy is based on consumption.
Exactly.
And consumer spending. We saw business investment didn't jump much in the United States.
No.
But the consumer is still going out there. So picture it this way, Andrew. You've got a bunch of levers to move the economy forward. And the only lever that's really pushing this economy forward is the consumer. What happens when the consumer is exhausted?
Well, we would see things in the economy fall off.
Or slow down, right?
Investment in the U.S. economy fall off, because if people aren't spending, companies aren't profiting, at which point investment simply can't be made towards new products or services.
That's the thing that people need to be aware of. Although the U.S. economy is moving forward, it's on the backs of the American consumer. In Canada, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. In Canada, it's been exports.
That's right.
We are selling more goods out there, and that's helping our economy. Now, when we dig into the numbers, the amount that we're exporting to the U.S. is decreasing.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'm not talking just about oil. Let's talk about non-oil exports.
Well, think about it. You got oil and gas.
Yep.
Agricultural products, whether they be grain, corn, milk, dairy, whatever. Coal and other exports.
Manufactured goods. So we are now shipping less goods to the U.S. than before. Yet our exports are up. So to me, tells me that that could be a good thing. We could be diversifying our buyers. Okay.
Yep. But the U.S. is still our largest market.
Yeah, and it's going to take a long time before we can change that. Mm-hmm. Here's now that lever conversation I was having. If we start to see demand for our goods go down and demand for other countries' goods go up in relative to us, then that lever in Canada slows down from a 1.3% gross domestic product to even lower. Yep. Right now, with 1.3% gross domestic product, we're all hearing no rate interest rate changes with the Bank of Canada.
Yeah, which
they have one tool and one tool to make our goods more attractive, and that's play with the interest rate to lower the currency value. So drop interest rates. Mm-hmm. We will make our dollar fall versus foreign currencies, and there we are now more competitive price-wise.
Yes.
That's the real lever that the Bank of Canada has. What's missing behind the scenes is what are we going to do to tap into new markets to get more people buying our goods? And that's a longer term strategy. So there is, in both countries, we have one lever in each side that is moving the economy forward. And if that lever slows down, we could go into either a major slowdown in the economy or a recession. So these are the things that we're looking out for.
Yep.
These are the things that when we build investment portfolios for clients, we have to be aware of. I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow. I'm just saying it. We have to be aware of it, right?
No, we have to watch those things very carefully as prudent portfolio managers. But those things do take effect, and those levers are important, and we have to watch them.
Yeah, and so when we build a retirement strategy for clients, people who are coming to us today or people who are now have had good growth over the last 10 years, 15 years with us, we're now saying, look, we're getting into a potentially riskier time, and be aware of that. So how you manage your money, more importantly, how you're going to manage your retirement.
Yep.
And what you're going to be using your financial assets to support your lifestyle in retirement as we head to potentially a slower economy is a different mindset than, hey, I've been seeing the markets grow by 7, 10, 15%. I can just rely on that number for my future. I think people need to take an adjustment on that.
Well, and as consumers, as investors, human nature says, I want more. If it's going to go up, I'm going to take on more.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I can take on more risk. But the problem is we also become complacent. So what I mean by that is we go back in history. Let's go back to 2008. How many people remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
How many people remember a 38% drop in the TSX?
They remember it, but they don't act as if it's still part of their DNA.
That's right. It was a blip at that moment in time, but boy, did it hurt. Now
and
imagine.
They weren't retired at that time.
That's right. Now, and if we go back even further, remember the fall of Nortel?
Yeah.
So once again, that was sort of a trigger point where the then we saw the tech drop push forward.
Yeah, we call the tech wreck back of 2001.
Exactly.
Right?
But what I'm getting at is because we become complacent, we look at these numbers and we go, boy, it's never not going to go up. Well, that's where I concern myself with. You do have risks coming forward. We do have risks moving that way. And we've got to make sure that we insulate ourselves to protect that.
Yeah. And that's the one thing we want to mention today with the markets, GDP numbers and so forth. China slowing down, U.S. has just the consumer, and Canada just has exports. So we are reliant on one limb of the economy. So be aware of that. We are going to talk more about the economy, how to profit and protect in these types of markets. And we're going to do that on Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. We're almost full now. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. Okay, retirement's changing.
People
have to be prepared for it, but there's not only one solution. There's multiple ways to look at that, and we're going to talk to a special guest about what are some of the issues and the ideas that you can do when it comes to preparing for your retirement. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.